U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan was sworn in today in the U.S. Senate chamber by Vice President Joe Biden. Sullivan is celebrating the milestone in a series of receptions and dinners in Washington this week, attended by scores of Alaskan supporters and family members. APRN's Liz Ruskin attended one and reports on Sullivan's first day in the Senate.
The Capitol complex is filled with receptions on the first day of a new session. Sullivan's people crowded into a hearing room where the hors d'oeuvres included a big slab of smoked salmon. It was standing room only, and it spilled into the hallway of the Russell Senate office building. Sullivan said the reception was intended to thank all his supporters, in and out of state.
Talking to Julie, I said, I'm going to send this to all our Alaska supporters. Long way to go, pretty expensive airplane ticket, maybe 20 or 30 Alaskans who would come. And I think at last count, we have well over 200 Alaskans.
Alaskan guests included Governor Walker and state legislators Click Bishop, Lynn Gaddis, and Bill Stoltz. Alaska political consultants Art and April Hackney mingled with D.C. strategists Carl Forte and Mike Dubke. Former Attorney General Greg Rankis attended, as did developer Bob Penny and Washington lobbyists with long ties to the Alaska delegation like Duncan Smith and David Russell. Sullivan's parents came, along with his brother, Frank Sullivan, CEO of RPM International, the paint company founded by the family. Sullivan said he had too many relatives in the room to name them all.
I got a million cousins and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and sisters-in-laws and brothers-in-laws.
After the official swearing-in, the new senator went back to the Capitol for another swearing-in, also with Vice President Biden. But this one was for the cameras in the ornate old Senate chamber, one senator at a time, with each family gathered round. The procession ran long as Biden kissed every baby, congratulated the elderly, and signed family Bibles. When the freshman senator from Colorado came up, Biden called his grandma on a cell phone. Sullivan, when it was his turn, introduced his teenage daughters.
This is Megan. This is Isabella. This is Laurel. This is the Vice President.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And then his parents.
Dad.
Hey, Mom.
Sullivan and Sandra Sullivan.
Congratulations, Mom. Congratulations.
And my father-in-law, Bud Fate.
Hey, Bud, how are you? Congratulations.
So this is the team.
All right, Mom, actually, you come on over here, Mom. And Dad.
Earlier in the real Senate chamber, as senators filtered in, Sullivan found his desk and shook hands with new colleagues. He spoke briefly to Senator John McCain and had a longer chat with Senator Jim Inhofe, who chairs one of the committees Sullivan will sit on. Senator Ted Cruz, who campaigned for Sullivan in Alaska, came by to say hello. Outside, in the corridor, Sullivan wasn't letting it go to his head.
That's very humbling, and you know, and there's a element there where you, you've seen some of these important figures from a good part of your life, and you're, you know, very honored to be able to serve with them.
As a freshman with the lowest seniority, Sullivan's desk in the Senate is not in the room's power spot. It's on an outer edge, third row in, next to Iowa's new Senator Joni Ernst. Still, it's the United States Senate, so it's one of the most powerful seats in the country and the world. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.